morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. If you're stuck inside this winter looking for something fun to do, we have had some chilly weather lately. Something fun to do might be growing plants from fruit. Now, I know you've all eaten a fruit at one point in time and looked at the seed or rind or whatever and wondered, I wonder if I could turn this into a houseplant or if I could grow one of these in my backyard. We often remind our children not to play with their food, but kids or houseplant enthusiasts may find it interesting and fun to start plants from seeds and leaves of fruit. Some topics we're going to look at today, you can use pineapples, avocados, or grapefruit seeds to start your own indoor houseplants. We'll start with the pineapple. What you're rooting here is the top part of the pineapple, a little spiky part that comes out above the fruit. How you do that is you cut off the top of the pineapple about 1 inch below the cluster of leaves, trim away the outer portion of the top, leaving just the tough, stringy core attached to the leaves. You may also want to remove a few of the lowest leaves. The pineapple top should then be allowed to dry for several days. The drying period will allow the moist core tissue to dry and discourage rotting. After it's dried for a few days, insert the pineapple top into perlite, vermiculite, or coarse sand, anything that really lets a lot of water and air circulate around that, up to the base of the leaves. So insert that all the way into that perlite, vermiculite, or coarse sand, all the way up to the base of the leaves, and then water the medium. Keep it moist but not wet through the whole rooting period. And once you can see the roots starting to take hold down there, make sure while you're doing this, you place the pineapple top in bright, indirect light. It'll take about 6 to 8 weeks of regular watering and that bright, indirect light to get those roots created. When it's developed a good root system, you want to carefully remove it from your little rooting medium there. Plant the rooted pineapple in a light, well-drained indoor potting mix and water it well. Place it in bright, indirect light for 3 to 4 more weeks to get itself good and established in that pot. After 3 to 4 weeks of getting established in that pot, the plant can be placed in a sunny window and kept moist with regular watering. You want to use a soluble houseplant fertilizer and fertilize the pineapple once or twice a month through the spring and summer, but that will not be necessary to do the fertilization in the fall and winter. The plant can go outdoors in late May, but will need to come back indoors before the first frost of the fall, as we know that pineapples are not winter hardy in Iowa. Something else fun to do is sprout an avocado seed. To do this, remove it from the center of the fruit, wash it off in some water. To make sure that it grows correctly, you want the broad end of the seed. That's the bottom. The pointed end is the top. So make sure you put 3 to 4 toothpicks in the sides of the seed, about halfway up, and then suspend the seed over a glass of water. The bottom 1/4, remember that's the flat part, the bottom 1/4 of the seed should rest in the water. The seed should sprout within a few weeks. During this time, periodically add water to maintain about a fourth of the pineapple, about a fourth of that avocado seed underwater. If the seed doesn't sprout within 2 months, you want to discard it and start trying with another one. The roots are usually the first to emerge from the seed, so those would come down out of the flat part at the bottom there, and the stem will appear later, coming up through the pointed top. Pot the seedling when the root system has become well-developed and the roots are approximately 2 to 3 inches long. In order to pot it, you want to remove the toothpicks and plant in a 6 to 8 inch diameter pot using a good commercial potting mix. Position the seed in the center of the pot, and the top pointy part of the seed should be level with the soil surface. After potting, water it thoroughly and place it in a brightly lit location, such as an east or west window. Water it on a regular basis. Keep the potting soil moist but not wet, or you will rot the seed. To encourage branching, pinch out the growing point when the avocado seedling is approximately 12 inches tall. That will encourage it to go out instead of just straight up. You'll want to fertilize once or twice a month in spring and summer with a soluble houseplant fertilizer, but again, not through the fall and winter months as it may be resting. And finally, another fun one to try is germinating grapefruit seeds. You can actually try this with grapefruits, oranges, or lemons indoors. After you remove the seeds from the fruit, place them in a pot containing potting soil. Plant them about 1 inch deep and moisten the potting soil. Keep it moist until the seeds germinate. This may occur within 2 to 3 weeks or take up to 6 to 8 weeks. After the seedlings emerge, place them in a sunny window. Grapefruit, orange, and lemon trees can be grown as houseplants for a few years. Eventually, however, they will get too big to be indoors and will need to be discarded. You should also keep in mind that plants grown from seeds indoors seldom produce fruit when they are indoors. Thank you for listening, and good luck with your growing plants from fruits. I hope you try at least one of these, pineapples, avocados, or your grapefruits, oranges, and lemons. I'd love to know how it works out for you if you do try it. Till next week, I'm Kate Olson from Iowa State University Extension in Cass County.